A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And as she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed that the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I invite everyone, all the grown-ups, to have a seat and come on in. We've got room up here. Let's make room for all of the children. This is so amazing. Wow. Welcome to the manger, everybody. We just heard the story of the birth of Jesus, and we think about all of the different kinds of people and animals who were invited to Jesus' birth, and some of you are wearing costumes that look like some of the people and animals who were there at Jesus' birth. And so I want us, in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Mary and Joseph and the baby. And to get ready, we're going to think about how each of the ones at the manger welcomed Jesus. So let's see, probably the first ones to see Jesus after he was born, besides his parents, were the animals. So raise your hand if you're one of the animals, or if you're not wearing a costume, if you'd like to be one of the animals. Yeah, I see cows, and I see sheep, I see birds, I see all different kinds of animals. So we're going to get ready to welcome Jesus, and if you're dressed as an animal, when I count to three, I want you to make the sound of the animal, okay? Ready? One, two, three. Ma-moo. Good. Oh, you can do better than that. Let's do it one more time. One, two, three. Oh, that's good. So they welcomed Jesus with their sounds. The next ones, I think, who welcomed Jesus were the shepherds. How many shepherds do we have? I've seen some shepherds. Yeah, I see you guys are shepherds. Your brother's a shepherd. That's awesome. So the shepherds were out in the fields, and the angels told them Jesus had been born. So you know what they did? They ran. They ran with haste. That means they hurried really fast to see Jesus. So on the count of three, I want all the shepherds to say, "I'll run for you." Okay, ready? One, two, three. "I'll run for you." That's wonderful. So next come the magi, the wise ones, the kings. Some of you are dressed as kings with your crowns. Yeah, you are the magi. That's a fancy word for what you are. So the Magi came and brought presents to Jesus. So when I count to three, I want you to say, I bring a gift to you. Ready? One, two, three. I bring a gift to you. And I see lots of angels. The angels were there to celebrate Jesus' birth. If you're an angel, raise your hand. Or if you want to be an angel, if maybe you don't have a costume. All right. When I count to three, I want you to say, I sing for you. Ready? One, two, three. I sing for you. Isn't that wonderful? Let's see. We've got animals, kings, shepherds, angels, wise men. We got it all? And then we just have regular old people who gathered around to welcome Jesus. So that's one thing we get to think about on Christmas is how can we welcome Jesus? How can we show Jesus we love him? We can do that by being kind, by giving hugs, by saying nice things to our siblings and our cousins as we get together for Christmas. All sorts of ways to welcome Jesus. So as we get ready to welcome Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, because they're coming in just a second, let's pray together, okay? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for coming to be with us as a baby, the baby Jesus. As we get ready to welcome him, we want to say we run to you, we sing for you, we bring you gifts. We love you, Jesus. Welcome into our hearts and into our world. Amen. Okay, let's get ready. Look, here come Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Can you see them coming down the aisle?